This one is Shelby, S-H-E-L-B-Y-M-C-C-U-R-D-Y, 6622-4398. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. 24-year-old young lady woke up this morning with fever, chills, nausea, no diarrhea, and severe abdominal pain. Patient's pain has been epigastric and lower abdomen. Patient states that she's had history of urinary tract infection, but never pain like this before, period. Surgical history, has had her tubes tied, has had some kind of cancer in her lower abdomen that was treated with cryosurgery. She calls it ovarian, but I believe it was cervical cancer. Next number, she has had a history of pneumonia, UTI in the past, under medical problems, medications none, immunization, never had COVID immunization, allergen or drug allergy last period, 5/14/22. Patient drinks occasionally, does not smoke. She's single, has four children at home, family history positive for breast cancer in cousin, no colon cancer, and history of pneumonia in other family members. Review of system, nausea, feeling terrible, abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no vomiting yet, she says. Fever, chills, no hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion. Patient's weighs 125 pounds, 99%, 98.5, 16, 98, 101 over 60. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. There's tenderness over the right lower quadrant. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Because of patient's complaint of swelling in her neck, we also looked at her neck, thyroid, carotid, and mild lymphadenopathy noted. Next one is abdominal ultrasound, reveals a tender right lower quadrant. Urinalysis reveals leukocytes. Assessment, urinary tract infection, most likely. Number two, given patient's severity of symptoms, her fever, her chills, and this findings of the non-compressible loops of bowel in the right lower quadrant, CT is in order. Next number, refer for a CT and a CBC ASAP. Next number is finding discussed with patient. Next one is patient agrees with the plan and will proceed with his plan at this time. Thank you.